We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Authority of Christ Church. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. Turn this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast affects the whole batch of dough? In the Corinthian church, there was a shocking situation. A man was living with his father's wife. Even more troubling, he continued fellowshipping freely without remorse, and the church acted as though nothing was wrong. Those who reported the matter to Paul clearly understood the gravity, but the local assembly seemed complacent. Paul's judgment was firm. Turn this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved. What does this mean? Every true church assembly carries great authority in heaven because the church is the body of Christ. Jesus affirmed this when he said, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whoever's sins you forgive are forgiven." John 20:23, Matthew 18:18. Such is the authority of the apostolic church. A believer enjoys spiritual covering and protection from Satan because he is part of Christ's body. But when a local church, under divine authority, withdraws fellowship from an unrepentant member, that believer becomes exposed to satanic affliction. This painful process is sometimes necessary to bring the person to repentance so that his soul can ultimately be saved. If that person, after rightful judgment, rebelliously joins another assembly that receives him without discernment, that assembly risks sharing in his iniquity and judgment. See 1 Timothy 5:22. Go into today remembering that the Church of Christ carries more authority than any earthly government. As members of his body, we share in Christ's authority and responsibility to maintain purity. Prayer. Lord, help me walk in holiness and submit to the authority of Christ's body. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Kings chapters 11 to 15. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.